Morning Ag Report. David Farquhar with us this morning, but not in our studio by telephone. Good morning, Mr. Farquhar. How you doing, sir?
Good, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, doing good. You and a fellow county agents have been actually, what, in Frankfort this week? Is that right?
That's correct. The Kentucky Association of County Ag Agents had their annual meeting this week, and we've been up here pretty well since Monday, and we've gone on a lot of good tours and, you know, learned a lot. Had an in-service day where we had some training and got to meet a lot of the new. Of course, there's a lot of new faces at the university from a specialist standpoint, so we got to meet a lot of those folks and do some in-service with them. So it's been a really good conference so far.
Well, how are you? What are you hearing about crops across the state of Kentucky there?
Well, you know, it looks pretty good, Alan. You know, for the most part, from what everybody, you know, that I talked to, there's been a few counties that they were really concerned and had some dry weather. I think down in the eastern part of the state, but you know, I think they've gotten some rains here in the last little bit, and I think locally and there in McLean County, we've had probably a plenty of rain for a day or two anyway. But you know, from what I can gather from everybody, that the crops look fairly well, you know, across the state.
Well, that's good to hear. Good news to hear. Well, David, what else is going on this morning?
Well, of course, I want to remind folks about our Farm to Fork dinner coming up July the 10th. At 6 o'clock, you can get tickets at the McLean County Farm Bureau, the Independence Bank location in Livermore, and then, of course, there at the Extension office there in Calhoun. So, you know, we want to remind folks about that. We want to kick off the fair. Of course, that kicks the fair week off there on Tuesday night. So we want to remind folks about that. And then also coming up during that week on Wednesday, we're going to do our fair entries, which would be, you know, crops and different things of this nature. We'll be doing the 4-H and the Ag and the FFA entries all the same day on Wednesday from 8 to 2. And then, of course, our stock shows start on Thursday, which our cattle show will start Thursday night. It starts around 5:30 or so. And then the sheep and goat shows is on Friday night. And rabbits and chickens there Saturday morning. And then Saturday night we'll conclude with our hog show, which is one of the bigger shows that we have there at the fair.
Yeah, you know, hogs are so popular. I understand that, speaking of shows, I think Tony Meacham or maybe Matt Future was telling me that they're expecting a big number of hogs Saturday at Hopkinsville for the hog show.
Yeah, you know, and it's been, you know, and since we've kind of quit showing, Alan, it's kind of, you know, it was starting then, and it's really bloomed now, where they had one of the very first shows that they have during the season. Used to have about 80 or 90 hogs, and I think they ended up having about 305 this time. So, you know, it's a very popular project for young kids. You know, Alan, we can't talk enough about what livestock projects do for young people. And, you know, and I know that we've been through all that, but the main goal of that is to take pretty good stock and turn out really good kids with it. And that's the biggest point of the livestock project. And it teaches a lot of different life skills that we have to have. And, you know, but those are good projects for kids to have.
Yeah, I agree. That's for sure. We grew up doing this, that kind of thing. And then our children, my daughter, your daughter and son, both involved in that. So,
it's been a really good thing for a lot of good kids. And, you know, I tell people a lot of times it's a lot cheaper than rehab. And, you know, you think you spend a lot of money, you know, on stock, but, you know, it is a lot cheaper than those kids to get in trouble and doing those type of things.
Right.
So, you know, it's a good project. It teaches them lots of different things. And, you know, then they get some accolades and do like a lot of kids do, go on to do other things, you know, in that livestock industry. So we're just real proud of all our young people that show livestock everywhere.
On a personal note, your daughter, Ellie Farquhar, is going to finish up her year. Tell us, so you got a special celebration for her coming up Friday, right?
Yeah, you know, the Team Purebred Board, which is the different associations with the spots and, you know, the different breeds of swine, they're having their, right now, they're going on having their summer type conference, and Ellie's last day as president will be on Friday, so I'm leaving here and going to take a personal day and go up and be with her on her last day. And, you know, as we talked about, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for children and kids to go on into the livestock industry. And this is one of those things, Alan, that they can go on and on a national level to be elected national president of a of a youth organization like that, I think it's a pretty big honor. And, you know, we're just going to go up there and be with her and you know, enjoy that day.
I think it's wonderful. She's done a great job in that role here in the last year or so, and very active with that association as well. So yeah. What else is going on this morning, David?
Well, those are the big things, Alan. And, you know, we of course, I know that back at home we've had a lot of rain and a lot of bad storms. And I think in the Rumsey area, actually, there was a pretty good storm there that took out a lot of electrical stuff and different things like that. So hopefully those folks are recovering from that, and we didn't get too much rain. You know, I think we've gotten a plenty for a day or two. If we could save these up and put them in the bank and, you know, have them in the last part of July, I think it'd be great. Also, heat advisories are coming up for this weekend, and, you know, those folks with livestock need to be sure to have plenty of cool water,
right?
Plenty of access to shade for all the different types of livestock. And, you know, I think that's just one of those things that's a necessity, you know, that we do. So folks need to be concerned about that. They need to pay attention to what's going on around them there from a heat standpoint and make sure that stock is well taken care of.
Yeah, don't take those lightly, do we?
Yeah, that's right. That's something that's pretty important nowadays. And, you know, I think our farmers are doing a great job with that, Alan. And,
right.
You know, I tell people all the time, why would you want to abuse something that you make a living off of?
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't understand what some people think, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, our farmers do a great job of taking care of our livestock and taking care of our land. And, you know, the first conservationists were our farmers, you know, and so those folks take care of the land that takes care of them. So.
Right, very important, very important.
Yeah.
Well, David, have a good rest of the conference. I know you guys, I guess, wrap up this morning, and we'll have a good trip to Indiana tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, Alan.
Yes, sir. David Perkin with us on Thursdays here on the Morning Ag Report to talk about what's going on agriculture-wise around the area.
This is Charlie.